Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 9:18. We're going to top out at 30 today. And what is the temp right now? It's 12. Wow. Hey, we're back up in double digits. All right. That's a party.
Hey, thanks for turning my mic on.
You're welcome. Well, I was still going to give you...
56 hours! Thank you.
We should play that at midnight. No, it wouldn't be midnight. Well, it's 56 hours prior to Christmas.
Oh, okay. I don't know. We'd have
well,
to figure 48, it out.
It would be the 23rd minus 8 hours would be the 22nd at about 4 o'clock.
Okay.
It is currently...
56 hours!
Until Christmas. Internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I know the world's not going to end on 12/21/2012 because Marty McFly traveled to the year 2015.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
There is a story. I'll get to that one last. We don't do anything small anymore. Everything's bigger, better, faster. Well, not necessarily faster. And that includes showers. Unilever just wrapped up a big study on how people shower and found we're taking the longest showers ever.
Really?
Yeah. They found the average person now takes an 8-minute shower.
And how long were they before?
When you take a shower that long, it basically stops being more efficient than taking a bath. An 8-minute shower uses about 16 gallons of hot water. A bath uses a little more, 21 gallons. When you figure some people take more than one shower a day, and that obviously a lot of people or more people shower than take baths nowadays, those 8-minute showers are using a ton of energy to heat all the water. It doesn't say what they used to do, but... Just my shower itself actually only takes me 3 minutes. What makes mine go up to 8 minutes is shaving.
You shave in the shower?
Oh, yeah.
Your legs?
My face?
Okay.
You never heard a guy shaving in the shower? It's the best place to do it.
I suppose.
First off, you don't make a mess.
Yeah.
Because it all gets rinsed right down.
How do you see what you're doing?
You have a little mirror.
Oh, you have a mirror.
Yeah.
Okay.
And when I remodel my bathroom in my house, I'm going to install one tile in the shower as a mirror.
Oh, fancy.
Mm-hmm. And it'll be right at my height.
It is a lot of wasted water, though, when you think about it. Because when you would if you would shave outside of the shower, you wouldn't use as much water, obviously.
But I would make a bigger mess.
So?
I'm also paying for the water and the heat of the water, so it's kind of up to me.
I'm just saying, if you want to be more efficient.
Well, I'm efficient with the shower itself, but I want to shave there because then I don't have...
I understand.
It clogs up the sink horribly.
Women shaving their legs in the shower, so I could see where that would take the time to do.
It's just, it feels better to shave in the shower. It's hot, steamy.
Okay.
It's just better in the... That's not weird. That's one of those things, just because you haven't heard of it doesn't mean
no,
it's weird.
You're okay. The first person that I've heard of for a man that shaves.
And
in
I have
the
a
shower.
Wet, dry electric razor. I can use it in the shower. I can completely submerge the thing in water. It's awesome.
I just have never personally known any males to do so.
There has been a study at the University of California in Berkeley about a way that women can fight breast cancer.
Okay.
And men can help them.
Oh, good.
And they will like helping them.
The guys will like helping or the girls will like the help?
According to the study from the University of California, Berkeley, squeezing breasts is a great way to fight breast cancer.
That's a great sound effect for that.
The researchers say, quote, physical force can influence our bodies. When we lift weights, our muscles get bigger. We've shown that physical force can play a role in growth and reversing of cancer cells. Obviously, muscle cells and cancer cells are very different, but the study found that when women squeezed their breasts, it helped prevent cancer cells from growing and expanding. Of course, you know, just having them squeezed isn't enough to completely treat or prevent it, but it could help, is what the researchers said.
So I'm supposed to sit here and just play with my boobs
all
day?
It's really uncomfortable when you do it in front of me. Not that I'm against it, it's just uncomfortable.
I'm just asking if that's what I'm supposed to do.
If you so wish. I guess.
I feel weird doing that.
Well, I think they're talking about doing it, you know,
at home
when you're alone.
Mm. Okay.
But if it catches on, you know, you might see women walking down the aisle in the or walking through the mall, just
fondling. Sometimes.
But like I said, guys would love to help
sometimes
out.
Sometimes I grab my own boobs for fun.
All right. I'm glad I know that about you now.
I'm just glad to know that.
How long do you do that for, Mel?
56 hours.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7. Hi. This is Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Well, if you have not heard, Christian Ponder got married Monday afternoon after a very short engagement. They got engaged on December 2nd. I don't know what to say or think about all that anyway.
No reception.
So I'm trying to click on the story, but my computer's moving like molasses. Lindsay Lohan allegedly clogs a toilet on the set of Scary Movie 2, or was it Scary Movie
5.
2 or 5 or whatever, one of those?
Yeah, Scary Movie 5.
56, maybe.
Clogged, I've got it in front of me.
Thank
by
you.
Clogging up the toilet in her trailer, a source said that, according to the New York Post, said that wouldn't be such a big deal, except the toilets in the other trailers ran on the same connected system, so they stopped working, too. No one could go to the bathroom.
Oh, that doesn't sound true. But anyway, Sunday Night Football held the top spot in the rankings last week, while 60 Minutes coverage of the shooting in Connecticut came in second. Meanwhile, almost 8 million people watched Barbara Walters' 10 Most Fascinating People special, over 7 million that tuned in for Howie Mandel's new game show, Take It All. And that's The Dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 939, 30, some snow today. It is 9 right now. Brr. Okay, so I got a text message about, it's funny, the thing, you'll say one thing real quick, and then they'll like, oh my gosh, what is that?
Okay.
I mentioned my electric shaver, my wet dry shaver.
Yeah, apparently some people I do know actually do that as well.
The one I got that I love, I got it like 2 years ago, and I haven't been able to find new blades for it, but I haven't needed a new blade. It's called the Panasonic Arc 4.
Okay.
It's awesome. It's great.
All right.
You can use it in the shower. You can dunk the whole thing in water. In fact, that's how you clean it.
Cool.
It's pretty awesome.
All right.
Yeah. So, and I got a really tough beard too, so it works fantastic on that. What was the Twitter stuff?
We got a couple different fun tweets this morning. We've been getting a lot of tweets this morning. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, we never do.
Jonathan Conaway said, your laugh reminds me of the beginning of the Spice Girls Wannabe.
Really?
I guess kind of. And isn't that the redhead Ginger Spice that does that too at the beginning?
I have no idea.
Which is the one I always imagined that I was, because we both had red hair.
That would make sense if you were Ginger Spice.
I don't think that's her, though.
I think that's Scary Spice.
I think it is Scary Spice, actually. I kind of, maybe my laugh can at times sound like that. But now if I laughed right now, it would just sound fake. So now I can't do it.
Do your fake radio laugh. Yours is horrible.
It's really fake.
Yours is really bad.
I just don't laugh if I don't find, you know, something's not funny or whatever. I used to
56 hours.
See, that's funny. I used to do it just as a nervous habit, but I've stopped doing that. You don't think I still do it?
No, I was just doing my fake laugh.
Oh, I could tell yours was fake. Just mainly by your facial expressions with it.
It looks more like work than a reaction.
Yeah, it does. And then we also got a tweet from John DeWitt. He tweets us pretty often, and he said, best topic ever. Ha 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 ha.
Oh, was he talking about the video games?
No, I said, what topic? Because that's what I was wondering. He said, the boob squeezing story.
Oh.
I was dying here. Definitely some interesting mental images.
Yeah, well, it allegedly can help slow down breast cancer, those scientists found.
So during the show, the rest of the show, I'm going to squeeze my boobs.
Please don't. That's incredibly uncomfortable for me.
That's a double bonus. Get to make you uncomfortable. Yeah. And I'm helping prevent cancer.
By the way, I don't know how we managed to forget to mention this, the winner of The Voice.
Yes.
Last night.
That leaves Cassidy Pope and Terry McDermott. One of you is The Voice. Let's find out who it is. The winner of season 3 of The Voice is Cassidy Pope! Congratulations!
Cassidy Pope is the winner of The Voice.
Both the top two were Blake Shelton's.
Yep.
Team.
And he's about twice as tall as everybody on that show.
Yeah, he's really tall.
No, I think everybody else is short.
You think so? You think Adam Levine is really short?
He's not very tall. He's 5'7".
I think that Blake Shelton is pretty tall.
But he's not like 6'8".
I don't know. He's tall, though.
You look at one of the pictures of all of them standing together.
I love Blake Shelton. He's just funny.
He's tall, but I bet he's no taller than like 6'2".
Wait, I'm going to Google.
I would bet he's not super tall. Just taller.
He's 6'5".
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
See, so he is.
He is a tall dude. Okay.
He's 6'5".
I stand corrected.
You are corrected,
and
sir.
And now everybody knows that Blake Shelton is 6'5".
Yay.
And they know what you did at your birthday party. I kissed a girl and
I liked it. 2.
Heroes of the day are next. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 952. We got a tweet from a guy on Twitter at Jamie Kukurek. I'm sorry, I'm screwing up your name. Anyway, they said, enough with the Vikings jokes. So I've got some more.
Okay, we only did like one.
I kept bringing up the reception joke over and over again. Why can't the Minnesota Vikings players eat cereal for breakfast?
Why?
Whenever they get too close to a bowl, they choke. What's the smallest room in the Metrodome? The Vikings trophy room.
What?
Want to hear a Vikings joke?
Sure.
Christian Ponder. What do you call a Viking with a Super Bowl ring?
I don't know.
Either a thief or a newly acquired free agent.
Oh, my.
What's the difference between the Vikings and a dollar bill? You can still get 4 quarters out of a bill. A dollar bill.
That one is so old. And busted.
Did you hear that the Vikings don't have a website? They can't string 3 W's together.
Every town needs a hero. Working
class hero. Hero!
I can be your hero, baby.
I am a Viking fan. I can tell those jokes. Heroes of the day, Mel, go.
Social networks. Is there anything they can't do? Well, check out these two recent examples. Twitter saves dogs. 75-year-old Philomena Hayes and her pet spaniel Ted had her pet spaniel Ted stolen on December 8th. Police tweeted about the stolen dog and people retweeted about 53,000 more times. The thieves realized someone was going to spot the dog if they held on to it, so they actually returned it back to Philomena 4 days later. Oh, sorry. Yeah, 4 days later. I thought it was 4 hours for a second. And Facebook can give the gift of music. Tara Fayazi, I think is how you say her last name, is a junior at the Eastman School of Music in Rochester, New York, and she's always wanted her own tuba, but they cost $13,000, so she borrowed one from the school. For the last 11 months, her friends had gotten donations on Facebook, and last Monday night, they presented her with her own tuba.
Nice. I had no idea they were that expensive.
$13,000 wow. For a tuba?
Well, that's a big, brass, highly...
Whoa.
They're not easy to make. Monday night, a 19-year-old in Georgia and his girlfriend were playing strip beer pong. He lost, stripped naked, and then naturally they started having a political debate.
Oh, yeah, because that comes after
beer pong. It got heated. His girlfriend slapped him and pushed her into the door. The cops came, found him still naked. He was arrested.
Okay.
Nothing's better than beer pong and naked beer pong and political debates.
I'm not really sure what the point of naked beer pong is.
I'm not sure how you play strip beer pong, but...
Oh, you strip?
Yeah, well, strip beer pong.
Yeah, I get that. I can see how that would work. Yeah.
Time for us to scoop Ben's in next. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Hot 104.7.com.